D-Mace Vingen and Donick 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. We are live at the Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. We are handling some technical difficulties, so apologize for the delayed start, but let's get right to it. The Tennessee Titans actually win a football game yesterday. They defeat the Cleveland Browns 31-29 in snowy Ohio. And there was a lot to like about the Titans' performance yesterday, guys. They scored their first opening drive touchdown of the season. Tony Pollard rose from the dead and had a career day. The offensive line helped neutralize Myles Garrett, who had just one sack, despite the fact that we spent all of Friday talking about how he was going to have like four. Special teams blocked a punt for the first time since 2012. But the main storyline heading into the game was Cam Ward versus Shedeur Sanders. And if you are a member of the anti-Cam crew, then you were treated to plenty of red meat on Sunday. Shedeur Sanders had a more impressive stat line, 23 of 42, 364 passing yards, three touchdowns, one interception, plus a rushing touchdown. He had a more impressive stat line than Cam Ward, who was 14 of 28 for 117 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Sanders became the second rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl era to record at least 350 passing yards, three passing touchdowns, and one rushing touchdown in a single game, joining Joe Burrow. Ward, meanwhile, threw multiple touchdowns in the same game for the first time this season. But as we know, guys, the box scores never tell the entire story. So, Willie, how should we view Cam Ward's performance in that context?
I think he was okay. That was certainly not an easy day to play. They got off to a really good start. They went through some rough patches. I think when you look at the supporting cast, the fact that Myles Garrett is coming after Cam Ward, the Browns just have better players, I think. I think Shedeur has a better supporting cast, so if you're just trying to put side-by-side Sanders and Ward, I do think you factor in that was an upset. I mean, Cam Ward played well enough to upset a team that was about, a 4 or 5 point favorite in the game. It wasn't always pretty. You know it's not going to be with the team that they have right now. But he made some nice plays. It's a win. I think you just take it in stride. You know, the Saints won too, so the tankathon isn't totally blown.
It was a bad day for the tankathon.
It wasn't a great day for the tankathon.
It was a bad day for the tankathon. Derek?
Oh. I mean,
welcome to the show, Derek.
No, hey, I was my internet is wonky right about now.
It's not good.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if you look at the stat line, of course, you know, it favors Shedeur. And, you know, you got to understand why. You're going against Cam was going against a much better pass secondary. And even though Myles Garrett didn't get the sacks, they had to make sure he was accounted for with two players just about every time. So that probably took away some of the things that they probably wanted to do. So because you had to account for Myles Garrett, and then their back end. I know, you know, their best corner went out, but still, that's a good secondary. And Cam did some necessary things that he had to do. Did he throw a pick? Yeah, but we talked about that, you know, last week, where because they were gonna have to, you know, pay attention to Myles Garrett, and because Schwartz loves to bring pressure, that quick game might just, you know, backfire on you, a player too, and it backfired. They came with a blitz, a zone. He didn't recognize it quick enough, and that middle backer came over right into the zone that the outside backer left and intercepted a quick slant. So, but outside of that, I think Cam played well. If you look at that game, and it one drive in particular, it was the drive right before he threw Ellick the touchdown. which was a really good play design. The pass before that, I think it was like second and 10, somewhere around there. And Cam went through, I think, two or three guys before he got back to the guy, Alec Iomanner, which gained him 5 yards. He went through his progression. You can almost you can see what he was looking at and how his mind was processing it. And he went from one to two to three, and then he knew he had Alec coming across and sitting right there at the goal line. He was looking for the touchdown. He couldn't see it, or it wasn't open. Then he quickly came down to the guy that he knew would be his outlet. That is progress. That is development. So when people say, I want this other quarterback, or like we had the guy last week say, I would have taken Locker and whoever over
Zach Mettenberger.
Yeah, Zach Mettenberger.
Lost credibility there.
Exactly. You don't – this is why I say the numbers don't tell quite the story every time. Because if you watch Cam, you can see – if you're paying attention and you're not being biased, you can see the progression and the development that he's making. It may not be this, you know, jump from A – to Z, but it's A to B, A to C, yeah, B to C, C to D, stuff like that, little small things that I, as a former guy that have been in those rooms, can see that other people may not. So I think Cam did what he had to do to win that football game for the Titans. And I'm going to say this, and this may make a lot of people gasp. He reminded me of Steve McNair yesterday.
Cam Ward?
Yes. He reminded me of a young Steve McNair. The stats are not going to look good, but he's going to do the necessary things to win his team a football game, whether that's rushing, whether that's, you know, getting out of the grasp of a sure sack and throwing the ball away. I saw Mac make that play, eluding a linebacker or a defensive end, and they got him, and he gets out, and he throws it away. I've seen him make some or do some of these things, or his stat line looking as if it's not a good stat line, but then you look at the game and say, well, they won. Because he did the things that were necessary. The stat line wasn't always great.
Right, and that's think what about Cam how many times doing. Eddie George was supporting.
Exactly.
And they actually had a supporting running game.
They got some support.
Actually had a really good running game.
If they had a running game for the whole season,
it would help a lot.
It would help Cam tremendously. That's what helped Steve, is that we had Eddie George and we had a good offensive line. So they were able to bring him on very slowly. When you don't have that, everything falls on a quarterback's shoulder, and it shouldn't as a rookie guy.
Now, I'll say this. You know, Sanders was interesting. Like, he made some tremendous throws. He also made a lot of mistakes and hurt them at the same time. I thought – you know, just had watched the eye test that we always put alongside the analytics, Adam. Like, Cam Ward, a 70.1 passer rating and a 19.1 QBR. Those are not good numbers at all. Shador, 97.7 passer rating, 56.1 QBR. Those are much better. I didn't think the difference in the eye test was that much. But I will say this about Sanders. He made some throws that were undefendable, if you will. Quite honestly, I haven't seen enough of those from Cam Ward. There are times where he's got that window, and he just doesn't deliver it there. He missed some ones that should have been there, and a couple of times the receiver didn't catch it. It's like our weekly conversation.
Exactly.
Catchable ball that they don't make the play. But I thought Sanders made some throws. You're like, wow, that was a perfect throw. I want to see more of that from Ward.
But if you have been watching the whole draft process, Shador Sanders was the one that was the NFL-ready guy. Everybody said that. He was NFL-ready. He was ready to go. But again, it boils down to your last name and who your dad is. They didn't like that. You can't tell me a guy that over the last 2 weeks what he has been able to do, meaning Shador. Now, listen, it's been a rookie. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think he hasn't shown that he needs to be, or he can be, a permanent starter in this league. I think Shador has shown that. We are not getting the throws from Cam that we are getting from that you see from Shador. Why? Because Shador is NFL ready. He's ready to go. Now his ceiling may not be as high as Cam, but if you're talking about a guy that you can put him in and say, okay, he knows what to do. It may not be flash. He may do some things that okay, but this guy is ready to go. Cam he still needs some work, but his ceiling is much higher than Shador's.
615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will take your reaction all show long to the Titans' 31-29 win against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Bad for the Tankathon. Bad. And we will talk about that at some point as well. 615-737-1025. We plan to be joined by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, coming up next. 615-737-1025. Preds fans, Smashville Live returns Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on 1025 The Game, live from Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Meet your Predators players up close and personal and also get autographs and pictures. The guests this Wednesday night, Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg. That's this Wednesday night at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue and only on 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring our friend Teron Davenport into the program. He is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. And Teron, of course, the major talking point heading into the game, Titans versus Browns. After the game, Cam Ward versus Shador Sanders. And Sanders had the more impressive stat line, but we're trying to keep Cam's performance and Shador Sanders' performance in the proper context. So how should we view how Shador Sanders played yesterday head-to-head with Cam Ward?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Shador Sanders, he played good football, and I think you got to give him credit for that. And two things could exist, right? You could have Shador Sanders as a good quarterback, and Cam Ward could be one as well. In this case, I mean, you also have to consider this Cleveland Browns defense is pretty good, you know. So it's not exactly apples to apples, but, I mean, props to Shador Sanders for an outstanding performance. Props to the Titans running game for getting the win.
TD, when you're watching Cam Ward, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, and Adam and I discussed it toward the latter part of the show on Friday, that, listen, we know a lot of talk will be about Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, but honestly, that's really not the story. The story is how does one quarterback perform against a really good defense and the other performs against a okay defense, and we saw how it was. But when I look at Cam, the numbers doesn't look great, and I get it. He's going against the number one pass defense in the National Football League, but if you watch some of his throws, the things that he did, things that got them out of bad plays, it seems like to me he's progressing at a rate I think other people are trying to deny. I think he's developing in a way that many people aren't seeing, and I think it's the most important way that's going to eventually help him down the line.
Yeah, I think when you look at that game, obviously the stat line wasn't there, and you have people, both fans and media, that stat watch, and they only base it off of that, but there were some good throws in there. That throw to Van Jefferson was a really good one. I think you look at, you know, what he showed, the ball security, right, while Grant Delpit was trying to take him down. And I think you also look at that there were times where, you know, he's changing the protection. He's maturing 100%, and you could just tell that there's a comfort level that he's getting, and you like to see it because you know that with that is going to become more production. And I mean, look, he may not be the guy that's going to throw for 350 all the time, but you know, that 200 to 250 that he'll probably get consistently, that's something that can win football games.
Now, another thing, TD, that I looked at and I was like, okay, this is a good sign, is Corey Levin. I think Corey Levin did an excellent job. Now, I'm not going to say he's the sole reason why they had the running game that they had yesterday, but I think he was one of the main reasons. No slight to Cushenberry, but I thought at the beginning of the season they should have held Cushenberry back, period. I think he will be a much better player next year because he's still working through that injury. But Corey Levin comes in, and it that does something to me for the offensive line. It seems like they were more of a cohesive unit yesterday.
Yeah, if you watch the game the week before, you'll see that they ran the ball really well early in that game, and Corey Levin was blocking his behind off. They were, you know, he was a key part of that. So he just carried it over, and that's one thing I love about, you know, this game is you could carry over momentum from one week to another, and that's basically what he did. And I mean, look, he was definitely opening up holes, and he was a guy that was a key part of it.
Daron Davenport is with us. Daron, I was watching Kevin Winston closely. It looks like he's starting to feel good out there, feel more comfortable. What have you thought of his play?
Yeah, I think really against the run, he's always going to be effective. But what he has to be wary of, you didn't see it as much in this past game, but the previous two, it was happening a lot where they were kind of single him out, you know, with their route combos. And, he's definitely getting better. And he said that, right, as he gets more reps, the speed and everything starts to slow down. So Winston, I think, is one of the exciting young players that you have to point out. But if I could just inject a couple others real quick, Cedric Gray continues to be he's outstanding. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I got to shout out Marcus Harris. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he came up and he made a nice hit on that receiver to cause the fumble, and Gray picked it up and returned it.
And speaking of that, the unnecessary roughness, I mean, what are we talking about? That was a great hit by Woods. Mark Schlereth, I thought, did a very good job on the broadcast breaking it down. But what did you see on that? I thought they got a bad deal on that.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's a bang-bang one. And I think the officials kind of reacted to that as opposed to, you know, the actual play itself. And it happens sometimes. Like, when you have a quick hit like that, that's what you get. But, I mean, look, Woods is a guy. I mean, you go back 3 years ago, I mean, he rocked Tajay Spears. If you remember that play along the sideline, he rocked him. So this isn't a dude that's not accustomed to making hits.
They did play hard yesterday. They had some good hits in the game, so I like to see the fight there. What did you think of the Cleveland Browns' two-point play decisions? Pretty puzzling, and that you could argue was a break for the Titans that might have been the difference.
Yeah, it was a break, both of those. So first off, to go for two and not kick the field goal, I don't understand anything about that. I mean, or extra point, rather. You kick the extra point, you're within seven. Like, what are we doing here? It's a touchdown, and now you just had to get another extra point. And then they get the touchdown, beautiful drop in the bucket throw to Harold Fanning by Shedeur Sanders, and, you know, you pull them off the field. That whole dynamic of Kevin Stefanski and Shedeur Sanders, like, I don't know if Stefanski is insecure and he's allowing Shedeur's confidence to threaten that. I don't know what the deal is, but that is a bizarre situation. And you look, there was a timeout. Actually, right before Sanders threw that touchdown, somebody posted the TV copy of that. Kevin Stefanski didn't say a word to him. In what world does a head coach not talk to his quarterback, especially when that's supposed to be a quarterback guru? In what world does he not talk to the quarterback before one of the most important plays of the game? Stefanski, get him out of here. I'm going to just stop because I don't want to say anything bad, but, yeah, that's a mess.
Daron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Maze, Ving, and Adonik. He is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
I appreciate you guys. Take it easy. Yep.
Daron Davenport on the program. So remember on Friday when we discussed Kevin Stefanski, hey, he may be on the hot seat in Cleveland.
Two-time coach of the year.
Should we add him to the list of Titans coaches?
And what did I say?
Pass.
I think Daron just made his vote. He agrees.
That whole quarterback thing, I'm not too wow. No, you don't. Mm-mm.
I do want to go back to something that Derek, first of all, I want to make sure I heard you correctly before
yes.
I ask you this question. You said in the first segment that you think that Shedeur Sanders is more NFL ready
yes,
than Cam Ward.
I do.
Okay. Counter argument.
Okay.
Shouldn't the number one pick in the draft be more ready than a fifth rounder?
Not necessarily. I mean, you see guys that doesn't – you're drafting that guy not because he's NFL ready, but because you believe the potential that he has, you know, and he will reach that mark quicker, you know, because they know every just about every rookie is going to go through their, you know, rookie wall or a rookie season. They understand that. But then after that, they see the potential of what that player can be. Bo Nix – he wasn't drafted in the number one, but he was more NFL ready. Why? Because he had more hours logged in college. That's why, I like, you know, some of these quarterbacks there, you know, Mendoza would be the same thing. Because he has the hours logged, he's going to be a little bit more NFL ready, meaning he's going to understand some things a little bit quicker than what a Cam who's still young at that position.
I think the issue, Willie, for a lot of Titans fans is, although Shedeur Sanders made some mistakes, that interception he threw was a poor decision.
You saw that in college, too.
He was and it's a common thing that people have said. He drifts back and back and back and then tries to throw it. And sure enough, that was a classic example. That was a costly interception.
He was under pressure all game long. In fact, he was pressured on 63% of his dropbacks, which were the most by any quarterback in a game this season.
And if the Titans had anybody besides Jeffrey Simmons who could rush the quarterback, they would have had several more sacks. Yeah, they don't have a good pass rush.
But my point is, we haven't seen, despite the missteps by Shedeur Sanders yesterday, we haven't seen that level of performance from Cam Ward this season.
I think it's a fair point.
I think that's what a lot of Titans fans are hung up on when they talk about this game. They haven't seen Cam Ward throw for 364 yards, account for four touchdowns. They want that. We have not seen that from Cam Ward. I think that's why this is an issue for some Titans
fans. And I don't even need to see that because I know the limitations of the offensive line. Like they couldn't run half the playbook yesterday. Yeah. They knew they had to get that ball out, and they successfully got sacked one time in the game. Did any of us think that was going to happen?
No. Well, you did the under.
Yes. I took the under, but I think, number one, they got off to a good start. They weren't chasing the game from behind, so they didn't have to pass a lot. Where you give up five or six sacks is when you're behind and you got to throw. So they stayed in the game. But the game plan was smart. It wasn't designed to get 350 yards. Mm-hmm. It was designed to run the ball well, get the ball out quick, don't put yourself behind the sticks. So that's the context of if you're comparing Ward and Sanders. Sanders is playing against a bad defense. It's got one player worth you-know-what on the team, one great player who played his butt off yesterday. Jeffrey Simmons continues to play great. The rest of it, Cedric Gray, I agree, is coming on. He's a good player. They got some young players. They think maybe you got something there, but that's not a good defense.
It's not a good defense. Secondary isn't good.
But at the same time, I agree, week in and week out, I want to see the glimpses of greatness. You chose him first in the draft, and I just haven't seen that enough. I want to, there's a few, right? I mean, we can pick out some. We all can think of the plays. Wow, great throw. I want to see a little bit more of that. Sanders in that game had several throws. You're like, wow, that is a top level throw. There was a small window. Guy wasn't open, but he stuck it. I want to see Cam do that more.
Cam Ward was credited with one big time throw by Pro Football Focus in the game yesterday. Shedeur Sanders credited with three. So I think that's the issue. And look, we try to provide all of the necessary context and nuance. The game plan for the Tennessee Titans, Cam Ward was getting the ball out quick. His time to throw, I believe, was the second fastest in a game this season. They were running the ball a lot. Tony Pollard, again, resurrected himself for one day. We all have that beat-up car, right? And you hope that you turn the engine one more time and it's going to get you where you need to go. I feel like that was Tony Pollard yesterday. You kicked the hell out of the bumper. It sputters to life. You got one more drive out of this one. That's what it felt like for Tony Pollard yesterday. That game for Pollard came out of nowhere. So Cam Ward did not have to be as great as Shedeur Sanders looked at times yesterday. You can talk about the quality of the defenses, the quality of the support players on offense, all of those things. But Titans fans, I think there are some, and I understand it, who are hung up on the fact that Shedeur Sanders had the type of breakout game that we really haven't seen from Cam Ward yet.
And I don't think you're going to, especially moving forward with the defenses they got to face, I don't think you're going to see that, what you deem a breakout game. I thought, you know, you saw a sort of breakout moment in the Arizona game where he, you know, that second half, he was much better. That last quarter in particular, he was a lot better. Again, I understand the wanting to see that, because that's almost like, okay, that's validation for this stage. Boom, validation. And then you move. I understand that part. But I also know in this game that just because you don't have that doesn't mean you're not developing and ultimately won't get to where you want to go. Again, I saw it firsthand with two quarterbacks, a young quarterback and a rookie quarterback. They didn't wow you with the numbers, but one ended up winning co-MVP years later, and the other ended up being the MVP of a Super Bowl years later. So when I look at Cam, and I don't know if Cam's going to be elite or not. But I tell you what, if you surround him with a better cast, and again, this cast is young, and they got some guys that I think can be a part of, you know, something great eventually. But, you know, you got to allow him to grow into what he's going to be. He may not be an elite quarterback, but if, as long as he is a franchise quarterback, and again, I know franchise quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. You know, you don't have to be elite to win a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, he's elite. Has he won one yet? Nope. Josh Allen, he's elite. Has he won one yet? Nope. I can go down the line, but then I can also tell you the quarterbacks that wasn't elite. Rich Gannon, that won a Super Bowl. You know, I can go down the line of guys that have won Super Bowls that were franchise quarterbacks and not elite quarterbacks.
615-737-1025. We will continue to take your reaction to the Titans' win against the Browns, Cam Ward's performance against Shedeur Sanders, and vice versa. 615-737-1025. But coming up next, an interesting report surfaced this morning about something said on the Titans team plane returning from Cleveland. We will discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. We are presented by Bax Homeworks. Financing options are available to make your remodel easier than you think with Bax Homeworks. Get a free estimate at baxhomeworks.com. That was Cam Ward after the Titans 31-29 win against the Browns on Sunday. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. So Easton Freeze of A to Z Sports wrote a story citing a comment made on the Titans flagship station. Apparently, Arden Key got on the intercom on the flight home from Cleveland and said, quote, "You all enjoy this. Don't listen to what Cam said. You all enjoy this. It's hard to win in this league. Enjoy it." End quote. Now, we don't know what Key's tone was. It clearly could have been a joke. But what Ward said after the game yesterday, part of which you just heard, was not out of character for Ward. He has said many times that winning is how he judges his performances. So, Willie, Derek, what do you make of this?
A non-story, number one. I would bet a lot of money, I was not on that plane, that Arden Key was probably just trying to give Cam a hard time, just like most veterans give rookies a hard time when you get a chance. That would be my guess. But that's total speculation. Number two, I loved everything that Cam Ward said. And as you said, he's been consistent. When he stinks, he says he stinks. They won. He knows his numbers didn't look good. He's got a higher standard for him and the team. Hang on to that. Nothing wrong with that. And I was surprised. I think Easton does a very good job. The tone of his article, like there was some attitude. Like I saw the headline, like what about this attitude of Cam? I was waiting for a quote that had like something about a bad attitude. There's nothing wrong with that. Non-story. No, and then we've got something else here in a second, but I want to get D-Mace's take on what was said here first.
Yeah, I just think Cam was right. Listen, winning, and this is why coaches, and I play for arguably the greatest coach of them all, and Nick Saban. This is why, you know, he is harder on you after a win than he is a loss, just about. Because he understands that, you know, just because we won don't mean we didn't make a lot of mistakes in there. We just was able to overcome those mistakes. But we can't have them when we play against better teams. And Cam is right. And that's the attitude that your quarterback needs to have. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. He said, hey, listen, we just need to play better. We won. I'm glad we got the win. That's great. But there's still some things within that win that we need corrected. And as far as Arden Key, listen, I know he was kidding. I mean, you can tell by the tone of, you know, when it was wrote in our article that, yeah, he's – well, lead with that. Don't lead with and I'm going to segue into this because I think you have something to say about this too, Willie. Listen, the guys over there at the flagship, I know a lot of them. They're great people. But there's one thing that is definitely a no-no. I don't care if it was plain or not plain, or just because when you put out the article, nobody knows. Like, they're just reading the headlines. They're like, holy crap. Like, what's going on here? Like, what's going on? Then they start to read it. It's like, well, okay, so that's a little bit misleading. But with that being said, if I'm Borghazi, I'm pissed. I am absolutely pissed. What we do on this damn plane, if it isn't criminal or something like that, then what we say and do on this plane is our business. You don't go back, you know, spilling the beans like some little teenager. Waiting to get, I'm going to put this out. Yeah, it was harmless now, but I give you an inch, you're going to take a foot. I would be pissed. I would pull them out of my office, that whole team. And I'm not saying that those are bad people over there. I'm not saying that, meaning at the flagship for the Titans. I'm not saying that. But there has to be a sense of decorum. Like, I can't as much. I'm not even going to put that out in just. I'm not even going to put that out. And I know it's not true, or I'm making it lighthearted. I'm not doing that, because what is done on that plane, again, if it's not criminal, and we all know what that stuff looks like. If it's not that, then don't you speak a damn word that comes on my plane. This is my plane, not your plane. We let you get on this plane. This is a privilege. You don't come here and then take what was being said, because I'm sure R&K was just playing. I'm sure he was, because I'm sure R&K wouldn't try to undercut, you know, the potential leader and franchise player and face of this organization. So I know it's just playing, but you still in that, you don't have a right to put out what he said. So if I'm Borghazi, hell, if I'm Amy, I'm coming, because I'm going to set a standard. Nothing we do on this plane, or I'm going to X all of y'all out of here.
Yes. That has been my experience as well, traveling with the team. There are certain things that are private and you cannot share. And I will be honest, I had to learn that the hard way for something a lot less benign, or a lot less. I don't know if I would say this is even significant, but I don't. There was some way that this story was packaged into some sort of negative thing about Cam's attitude. At least that's what the headline would imply. I thought it was just a contrast. There's nothing wrong with what either guy said.
Exactly.
I don't see anything wrong with the dynamic. Mm-hmm. But a long time ago, and I would, if Will Bowling was sitting here, I would tell him my story. I was writing a little blog about a road trip, and the Predators won a game, and I shared a moment from the bus where it was just a fun moment. They were celebrating a win. It was nothing controversial at all. I thought it would be a funny little thing to say. Barry Trotz was on me hard the next day. Willie, come see me. I'm in room whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, you just started traveling with the team. I'm going to tell you this one time. On the road, on the bus, and on the plane, that is off limits. You do not share anything that goes on that bus or plane.
And he's right.
And that's the rule. Mm-hmm. I learned my lesson that day. So if I were Mike Borghazi, I would probably have that discussion. Because Will, I think, is fairly new to this. I don't know.
And maybe he did talk to Borghazi
maybe
before
he did.
Put
I mean,
it out
did.
There. And if he did talk
if
to
he
Borghazi,
got clearance, then that's
or got
thing.
Clearance, then okay.
But I still, I like Borghazi, I'm looking at that going, that's not, we don't do that.
Because that becomes a slippery slope then.
Yeah.
Because if it's that, and I would be kind of surprised if, you know, you went to Borghazi or you went to PR and you ask and they say, okay, go. I would be really surprised if they allowed that to happen. Because, again, that inch turns into 4 inches, which turns into a foot, which turns into something else. Now it's, I can, you know. And I thought, isn't all that stuff off the record? Which you can't,
right.
You know. I don't. And that's just me, again.
I think it's like that for most teams.
Great people.
I think that's basically the rule
exactly.
in sports.
Exactly. Once you're on that plane, unless there's something criminal being happening on, and we all
right.
know. You don't – what is said on this plane stays on this plane. I don't care if it was funny or like something – like it stays on this plane, because if I allow it to get out of this plane, then it's going to keep on – it's going
to keep
on
There has to be
coming.
A sanctuary
exactly.
for the players.
Absolutely.
Right? I think that's the rule of thumb is that you have to have a safe place where you can be yourself. Like you said, within – you can't be a criminal.
Exactly.
But, you know, within – they have to be – able to be free.
Exactly. They have to be able to say, if R&K wants to say that,
right.
he should be able to say that then it's not put out there the next day that he that something like that was said.
I'm sure Arden Key's probably not
exactly
too happy
like,
about
dude,
that.
Like, man, come on. Like, seriously?
Let's get to some of your reaction. 615-737-1025. We have multiple texts to this effect. Do y'all think Shador would have had the same performance if he was in a Titans uniform yesterday? And that is one of the things we just heard from Teron Davenport, and we've talked about it as well. The caliber of defenses that Cam Ward and the Titans have faced this season. If you are sorting by expected points added per play allowed, the Titans have played the number one defense twice, Houston, the number two defense, Seattle, the number three defense, Cleveland, the number four defense, Jacksonville, the number five defense, the Rams, the number six defense, the Broncos, the number seven defense, the Patriots, the number nine defense, the Chargers.
When do they play the Eagles? They're number eight.
They do not play.
Oh, what a break. Oh, what a consolation. Man. They don't have to play the Eagles.
They do not play the Eagles.
It's unbelievable.
They played the Cardinals, who are 24th, the Raiders, who are 25th. They played the Colts, who are 17th. But again, listen to all of those top defenses.
That's a lot.
It's something that's important when discussing the performance of Cam Ward. And I know there are people listening who are going to say, you guys are just making excuses for Cam Ward. I think we've been fair when evaluating Cam Ward. None of us has said he's going to be the next big thing. We are all disappointed in how he has performed overall this season. But again, we like to provide context and nuance, and it can't be ignored that the Tennessee Titans have had one of the toughest schedules this season based on opposing defenses.
You would be, on one hand, you say, well, this Tennessee Titans team is a bad team, and the secondary isn't good. But then on the other hand, you say, well, you know, if Cam was going against that defense, which is the Titans defense, I'm pretty sure he would have looked better than what he did yesterday. I'm sure if Shador was going against that Cleveland defense, I'm sure the numbers wouldn't have been what they were yesterday. It's an opportunity, and Cleveland took advantage of the opportunity. Shador took advantage of a secondary that is young and isn't as good, and a pass rush that can't get to the quarterback. So that leaves Shador Sanders with more time to sort of sift through all of the defense and find an open guy, whereas Cam, it wasn't that way. So, again, I knew the numbers were going to look different between Cam and Shador. What I wanted to see is how did Cam operate against a top-tier defense? And, frankly, I think he did a good job. I really do. Does he have a lot of improvement still to do? Absolutely. But I think going into that game, I would have thought he would have gotten sacked four or five times. He would have thrown two or three interceptions, and it really wouldn't have been a good day. Now, the numbers don't bear. They end up winning. He threw two touchdowns, one interception. He did what he had to do to win that football game for the Tennessee Titans. And the numbers were not gaudy, but he played within the system, and he did the things necessary.
Two comments. One, on our text line, all of these good defenses don't impact Cam missing throws / wide open players. Another response, why are those defenses good? Because they played Cam and the Titans.
I don't think that's true.
Man, I see that I can't. I don't want to comment on that.
If you watch Houston, did you watch Houston last night against the Chiefs?
They went against.
They held the Chiefs to 10. 10 in a game the Chiefs had to have at Arrowhead.
That's trolling.
That's a great defense.
That person's trolling. That second person that's
troll.
Trolling.
That's
now, the first text.
We're throwing the flag.
Exactly.
Take your flag, yeah, D-Base.
Throw the yellow flag.
Trolling.
Trolling.
On the text
number
line.
Number two caller. But the first caller, that caller is right. There are throws that Cam has.
But
that
doesn't mean,
exactly. Yeah. That doesn't mean that he's a bad quarterback. There's also throws that he's made that the receivers didn't make the catch. So I think people just look at it. Just watch. And I know a lot of people don't have the advantage that I have. I get that. But watch more than just the numbers. Like, just watch what he does. Look at the team around him. Really take that into account, because as Adam said, there's a lot of nuance in this. You know, it's a lot of things that, yeah, the numbers are not, yeah, but look at all, I mean, when he does hit a guy, he drops the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's, in fairness, he's missing some guys.
Exactly. Like,
I just want to see more. I am underwhelmed most, you know, more weeks than not. Like, in the big picture, I'm underwhelmed by the talent. And it's what I was afraid of, that, you know, it's a reach for the first pick as a talent. And I think he can still be a very good starting quarterback. Like you said, D-Mace, if he ends up being a quarterback you can win with, it will be worth the pick. I do believe that. But I am underwhelmed by what the ideal prototype of the first pick is. He wows you. And there's not enough wow in there.
615-737-1025. We will continue to take your reaction on Cam Ward and the Titans defeating the Cleveland Browns 31-29 yesterday in snowy Ohio. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we finally have the college football playoff bracket. And something tells me Willie Donick has a lot to say about it. So we will do that coming up next. We'll also continue to take your reaction to the Titans win against the Browns. 615-737-1025. Starting on Thursday, between noon and 3 p.m., Chase and Big Joe will have your chance to win a $100 Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa gift card, and you can qualify to win a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card as well. It's the 12 Days of Christmas on 102.5 The Game.